Hello and welcome to the Improving Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Boulay. Today, I want to talk about you being able to go and work on your dreams and goals. And when I go and I say dreams and goals, I can mean pretty well anything. It doesn't matter if it's fitness, if it's losing weight, if it's a career, if it's a dream job, if it's school, if it's a dream business that you want to go and work on. All of these principles are going to go and work the same way. It doesn't matter what kind of goal that you're going and you're aiming towards. I had a mentor that would go and always say that the methods will change, but the principles will stay the same. And what he meant by that is if you can go and you can understand the principles, so like for instance, like a success principle, if you can understand the principle, realizing that if you want success in losing weight, and you want success in a business, the methods of how you're going to go and accomplish that goal is going to look different, but the principles are going to be the same. I think just for the sake of being able to go and everyone can go and understand it, I'm going to go and link it towards losing weight. So if what your goal is you want to go and lose weight, this is what you got to do. The first thing, you have to go and find your why. I highly recommend you looking up Simon Sinek and his book, Start With Why. He goes and he talks about putting the why at the very beginning, not how you're going to do something. Like if you want to go and lose weight, it's not about the jogging. It's not about the lifting weights. It's not about the nutrition. It's the why. Why do you want to lose weight? And then you have to go and you have to dig a little bit deeper. Well, I want to lose weight because I want to be healthy. Well, why do you want to be healthy? I want to be healthy because I want to live a longer life. Okay, well, why do you want to live a longer life? I want to live a longer life so, and then I can watch my kids grow up or so I can watch my grandkids grow up. I want to watch them grow up so, and then I can go and I can play with them. And if I have this healthy lifestyle, I'll be able to chase my grandkids around well into my 60s. That's finding your why and digging deeper into where it has a ton of meaning and a ton of emotional bandwidth with it. And realizing that it's not just the jogging on the treadmill. The treadmill goes and represents this big dream or this big goal that you have. Unfortunately, a lot of people will go and think that they know what their why is. Something like, I want to do this job because it makes a lot of money, and they think the making a lot of money is their why. Well, no, it's like, why do you want to make a lot of money? Well, I want to go on trips. Okay, well, why do you want to go on trips? Well, because I never got to as a kid and I want to give my family these experiences. It's like, oh, okay, so the job isn't making a lot of money. That's like your end game. The point of it is you want to go and give your family this amazing lifestyle and give them all these experiences. So that's why you're going after this job. Not because of the money, but because of what money can do. Just like with the jogging. It's not about the jogging or it's not about losing weight. It's what does the losing weight mean to the rest of my life? So I would go and spend some time writing down your why and then just digging deeper of what the real root of what the why you have that goal and why you have that dream. The point of doing this is so when times go and get tough, you're able to go and look at the why and realize what you're doing it. If you went to a job just for the money and you thought your why was just to make a lot of money, when you go and you're working 60 hours a week and you have no time to go and spend the money that you have, you're going to go and you're going to quit because you're like, well, what's the point? Yeah, I'm making money, but now I don't have this time. If you went and you dug deeper and you realize, well, if I go in and I had money, I can give my family these experiences. One, you might not pick that job because the point of why you wanted to go make money was to have experiences with your family. So you value your family's time. So you might not work the 60 hours a week. Or you might go and realize that you have to do that sacrifice now. So and then when you go and you get promoted and make more money, you're able to go and work less. And then you're going to have the money to do things with them and you're going to be able to go and spend time with them. When you can go and you can start with why, that's what basically you're figuring out. You're trying to go and find the end game first. Once you go and have your why, that's where I would go and try to keep that in front of you any way that you can. Something like you want to go and get healthy so you can play with your grandkids. Maybe it'll be a picture of like a grandma and grandpa chasing after their grandkids. And you're like, I want that one day. Or maybe it'll be a picture of Greece and say, I can't wait to bring my family on a vacation like this. something that goes and connects to your why. And when you're looking at the picture, you're like, this is why I'm doing it. When times get tough, this is the reason why I keep going. A lot of different people call it different things. I've heard of people saying like having a dream board or putting it on your fridge so then you see it all the time. And that's just what the point is you when you have the dreams in front of you all the time. So when times get tough and you're ready to go and call it quits, you can go and look at something like the grandparents chasing the grandkids and you say, no, this is the reason why I'm doing it. I don't want to go and cheat on my diet because I want to go and have this goal. I don't want to quit my business because I want to give my family these experiences. One thing that I know I struggle with a lot, and it even came time with this podcast, is when things start getting tough, it's so easy to go and get distracted from other things. It's so easy to say, well, maybe I don't actually want that to be my why. Maybe I want to go and do something else. And one thing that I went and I really found is most of the time, if I'm in that mindset, I am burnt out, I am exhausted, I'm not having fun with the process, and I'm so focused on what I have to do now for the future that I'm not enjoying the present. I'm not having any fun now. Chances are when you're ready to go and call it quits and you're like, fuck this, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go and I want to eat that thing that I'm not allowed to eat, or I don't want to work at this job anymore. I'm okay with not living this dream life that I went and I had that meant the world to me a couple weeks ago. I'm okay letting that go. And if I'm ever in that situation, what I realize is I am overworked and I am completely burnt out and I'm not enjoying right now. I'm not enjoying the present and I'm too future focused. There's nothing wrong with being future focused. There's nothing wrong with working hard, but you have to be able to go and enjoy your time in the present, in the here and now. And you got to go and be able to enjoy the process. And I know you hear that a lot. Enjoy the journey. It's not about the destination, but it's true, because if you can go and enjoy the journey, going and hitting those goals, you'll have a lot better of a lifestyle. If you go and you're just focused on getting wherever you got to go, completing that goal, completing that dream, what's going to end up happening is even if you went and you hit that goal and dream, you might feel good for half a day and then you're off to the next thing. So you're always so focused on the future, you're not even enjoying the here and now. So when you do hit that goal, you're not even going to be excited about it anymore. You're going to be off to the next thing and then you're going to be off doing whatever you have to do to get to the next goal. And that's basically going to be your life. You're going to be running off to the next thing, to the future. And then you'll wake up one day and be like, what happened to my life? That's one of my hardest things, is finding a balance between living now and trying to do stuff in the future. I am one of those people that I like working really, really hard towards my future goal and try to go and get it done as soon as I can. To me, when you go and you think about it, it's like, well, it doesn't make sense for me to go slow. I might as well go fast, get this done, and then I'll be excited when it's done. And logically, that makes sense. But there's a reason why so many people say that you have to be patient, you have to enjoy the journey. That's not how it works. You have to go and be able to be excited about what you're doing now and be able to go and be excited about the things that you're doing and you're going to accomplish, but you also have to be excited about what's happening in your life right now. If that's something like it's summertime and you want to go for a walk or you want to go take a little trip to the mountains or something, you have this logical thing in your mind saying, well, if I go and do that, then I'm taking away from what I have to do to hit these goals. So it doesn't make any sense to go and slow down and stop and enjoy the time so then I can get this goal done faster. But realistically, if you went and you kept doing that, eventually you're going to go get burnt out, you're going to quit, you're not going to be having any fun. And even if you went and you pushed towards that goal and you got it, you're not going to know how to enjoy yourself, so you're just going to be off to the next goal anyways. I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but this is where I would go and jump from thing to thing. I would jump from job to job, or I would jump from different business to different business that I want to try. Well, maybe I could sell on Amazon, or maybe I could buy stuff at a thrift store and sell it on eBay, or maybe I could go and buy cars and flip them. Or, you know, there's all these things that I had like a little bit of interest in. And I thought like, hey, maybe this is what I could do because what I'm doing now isn't working. But realistically, it's just because I went and it got hard and I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. So, and then I was looking for the next best thing. Like you always hear like the grass is greener on the other side. No, the grass is greener where you water it. There's a reason why all of these fad diets come and go and then you never hear from them again. oh, well, maybe I'll lose weight on keto. Maybe I'll lose weight on paleo. Maybe I will try a vegetarian diet. Maybe I'll do a carnivore diet. And they go and they try to go and figure out what's going to be best for them. And they go hardcore with it. And then they end up falling off. They gain the weight back. And then those diets just don't work. When realistically, all of those diets would work. It's just what would work best for you. I understand that it's so easy to go and jump from thing to thing because in your mind, you went and you've done this for 3 months or you've done this for 6 months and it's not working. You're not where you thought you'd be and you thought you'd be farther along. So I'm going to go and try to do this thing because these people have success in it and I think I could go and I could do that. And then realistically, in 3 to 6 months, you're going to be in the same spot and then either you're going to jump to something completely different or you might even jump back to the thing that you were originally working on. And that's why you go and you hear things like enjoy the journey. And it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Enjoy the process. That's why you hear things like that. Because when times go and get tough, you got to go and realize that this doesn't feel like such a waste of time. And when you're in that spot where things aren't happening as fast as you think they should be, you will feel like a waste of time. And then that's when you go and you call it quits and you close the book on it and you never look at it again. And realistically, you started it because it was something that you enjoyed, but you just put too much pressure on yourself. If you don't know who Gary Vee is, he's one of the most popular influencers about social media. And I swear he's going to go and have a big back tattoo that says patience on it. He screams it in crowds. The biggest thing that he sees is a lack of patience from people. And there's a reason why he's going and mentoring and helping all these people. And yet that's the one thing he seems to have to repeat over and over and over again is have patience with yourself. Have patience with the process. If this was supposed to go and get done in 3 months or get done in 6 months, everybody would have done it. Everybody would have done this business and became a millionaire. Everybody would have lost all of this weight. Everybody would have these six packs. Anything that's worth doing is going to go and going to take time. So if he's telling everybody to go and have patience and being able to go and say, hey, this is going to take a lot longer than you think, you might as well go and enjoy what you're doing. You might as well go and work hard on it. But the times when you're not working on it, you can go and enjoy the present. You can go and enjoy spending time with your kids or spending time with your spouse or going outside or going on little trips. Not quitting what you're doing to do whatever you got to do, but just enjoying your lifestyle. If you're on that diet and you're working out and you're like, you know, I would love to go and play sports, then skip the gym and go to like a drop-in basketball team or go do some sort of volleyball thing. Or if you're excited about basketball and you have the opportunity, go do a college game. Or if you are lucky enough to have it in the city, I wish I was, go to an NBA game. Go to something where you go and you see professionals at their peak doing things that you would one day love to do. I'm not saying like to do it to become a professional basketball player, but if one of your goals was to so then you could play basketball with your grandkids, go to a game and get excited about that again. Or if you're on a diet, go to a really fancy restaurant and get a good healthy meal that costs some money. Go and spend $60 on a steak. Go and spend $100 on a plate of really good healthy food that tastes really good. And then you're not stopping what you're doing. You're still working on your diet and you're still working on your health. But you went and you treated yourself that you can be like, oh, okay, so I can go and I can make the food that's healthy for me taste like this. I can enjoy my journey. I can do stuff that I like without stopping the progress. What's really fun about doing stuff like that is you're also working on your dream. You're building up your dream. So if your goal was to lose weight, but your why was so then you can go and chase your grandkids one day when you're in your 60s, and you go and you bring your kids to a basketball game, or you go and you bring the family to this healthy restaurant, you are enjoying the time, you're enjoying the process, you're still working on the goals that you have to go and you're working on, and you're just in the present. You're just enjoying the moment. And that's what life is supposed to be. You're supposed to go and enjoy the moment, enjoy the present. Like, you're not meant to be miserable until you hit that goal. I get that there's going to be sacrifice and trade-offs, and I get that not everything that you're going to go and do to hit that goal is going to be enjoyable, but don't go to the point where you hate your life just to go and work on your dream. Don't go and just hate everything about yourself and hate everything that you're doing so then you can just hit this thing. When I would go and do stuff like this, that was most of my inner dialogue was I'd be like, I can't wait until I can do stuff like this all the time. I can't wait to when I go and spend $100 on a plate is a regular everyday thing. Or I can't wait to go and take 20 family members where it's $100 a plate for them and be willing to go and get the bill so then they can go and enjoy themselves and not have to worry about the price tag on the meal. Even things like going to a car dealership to go and look at your dream car and going for a test drive. You don't have to buy it and you don't have to let the salesperson know that you're not going to buy it, but allows you to go and dream build and allows you to be like, I can't wait until I have this in my life. I can't wait until I come up with this thing and I can have this car or I can have this truck or I can eat at this restaurant or I can travel to these places. Go to a hike somewhere around your area and say, I can't wait till one day I can go and climb up a mountain if that's something that you want to do. It allows you to go and live a little piece of your dream as you're working on the stuff that you got to go and work on. And it goes and allows you to go to enjoy what you're doing now, but also get excited about what you're going to be able to do in the future. It gets you excited about the process. It gets you excited about what you're doing for your future self. And I get it. I am one of those people that I go and I use my logical mind and say, well, if I am not working on what's going to get me closer to my dream, then it's a waste of time. So going and taking that vehicle out for a test drive isn't getting me where I want to go. So why would I go and I do that? But doing that, that's why I always got burnt out. That's why I always went and got stressed and never was enjoying the moment. And I was that person that would go and jump from thing to thing because it seemed like I was working really, really hard on a goal and a dream that I thought meant the world to me. And as soon as it went and it got tough or I didn't see the results that I thought I was going to get, I went and I gave up on myself and that made me feel worse. And I wish when I went and I just quit doing whatever I was doing, if it was the diet or if it was losing weight or if it was the business, once I went and I quit, I wish that I was like, okay, well now I can feel better because now I can live in the moment and be more part of the present. And I wasn't because I was off looking at the new thing. And then I was back from square one, learning about something, like learning how this diet works, or learning how this exercise plan works, learning how this business plan works, looking into that, back at square one, learning all of this stuff, and now I'm actually farther behind than I would have been if I just would have kept going, and I took the time to go for a hike, and one day be excited about climbing up a mountain. Or going and test driving that vehicle and one day being excited of it sitting in my driveway. I know this is so much easier said than done. When you can go and it's so easy to compare to other people with social media now and being able to go and look at another person's life and being like, why can't I have that? I feel like I'm working a lot harder than they are. So why are they having so much more success than I am? And most of the time, like, you didn't see them suffering. Like most people don't post on social media and said like, hey, having another bad day. I'm ready to quit, ready to stop. They don't go and post that stuff. They go and they post their wins. So you go and you see them post once every week. And that's because in that moment they were having a really good day. So they go and they post and then you don't see the 6 days of them doubting themselves. And then you look at the post and you're like, oh man, that person's winning at life. If their posts are even real, there is a lot of times that they'll go and they'll post this Lamborghini or this Ferrari and it's not even their car. They go and they literally do it for social media. So now you're comparing your life and comparison is the thief of all joy. So you're comparing yourself to someone who's only posting their wins or comparing yourself to a completely fake person who actually isn't winning at all. For me, I like going and seeing people that are farther ahead of me. And for me, I go and I find that motivating because I know there's nothing special about them and there's no reason why I can't do what they're doing. So there's going to be times that I go and I look at all the stuff that they've went and they've done with their lives, like someone who's farther along with a podcast or someone who's a bigger influencer, someone who's done stuff that I'm trying to go and do and say, yeah, I can't wait to one day get to their level. There's other times though when I go and I look at their level and I feel like it's going to motivate me and then I feel like shit, I feel worse about myself. they go and they say something like, yeah, when I first started my podcast, but within a week, I only had 200 listeners a day. And I go and I look and I was like, I still don't have 200 listeners a day. I don't even have a quarter of that a day. So what's wrong with me? So there is going to be times that I go and have to go and stop comparing and just get off social media. It's not doing anything for myself and it's just not helping in a positive way. I really have to go and watch myself because when I'm at that point where I am starting to go and compare myself to them, it's so easy for me to go and feel bad about myself and then I'm ready to go and give up or I'm ready to go and take the foot off the gas for some sort of short-term satisfaction. If you go back to losing weight, like I can't wait to look like that person with their shirt off and I'm having a hard week and I see the same person who usually motivates me because like I can't wait to eventually get there and then I feel bad about myself. I don't want to go and be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go and order a pizza so then I can feel good in the short term and just completely destroy the progress that I've already been doing. Like with anything though, if you go and you fall off, it's not you falling off, it's getting back on. So if you go and cheat on your diet, it's not the that you cheat on your diet, it's how fast can you go and get back to your diet. It's not that I'm taking a break from my business because it's stressing me right out. That's not the problem. It's are you going to quit your business or are you going to go and get back to it? So one thing too, like even if I go and I do fall off, because we're all human, we're going to fall off. Nobody is perfect. And I don't know if anyone can go a full streak of doing everything perfect. But when I go and I fall off and I stumble, it's understanding that what I got to go and worry about is just getting back to the process, getting back to where I wanted to go and not beating myself up about the shortcoming or not beating myself up about something that I failed at, not beating myself up because I cheated on that diet, not beating myself up because I quit my business for 2 weeks because it was stressing me out. Can I go and go through that hard times and get back into it and just keep pushing forward? This is where, even in the hard times, I go and try to take the time to be proud of myself. I take the time to go and be proud of all the things that I went and accomplished. If you went and you wanted to drop 40 pounds and that was your goal, and you go and you cheat on your diet a month in and you go and you're just beating yourself up, you can go and allow yourself to go and beat yourself up and feel bad about yourself, or you can go and be like, hey, you know what? I did this for a month. I dropped 6 pounds. I feel better. Let's get back and go and do it again. When you can go and feel proud of yourself, when you can go and realize what you're doing is making a difference and it's making you happier, you can go and be able to jump back on the horse a lot faster than if you're constantly beating yourself up. I know it's hard. I don't know why it is how the world is, but the world is so negative and the people that are the hardest on are always ourselves. We are always the one beating someone up. And if you can go and try to stop that, talk to someone or talk to yourself like you're talking to a friend and be proud of your accomplishments and say, okay, you did great, but keep going. It's easier to go and keep going. It's easier to go and get back onto that diet or back onto that business and say, okay, I stumbled, but fuck it, I'm ready to go. I know this stuff isn't easy. Motivation doesn't last forever. Like, I really wish that it would. Motivation is going to go and die off quick. So that's why you're going to have to go and find other reasons why you're going to go and keep pushing forward. That's why it's so important to go and find your why. And if you want to build a dream board, have that dream board. If you want to go dream building and rent that car that you've always wanted, or take that hike or go on that trip or eat at that fancy restaurant. That's why when you go and you do that stuff, you're not relying on motivation. You get to go and live a little piece of your dream that you're trying to go and accomplish, even if it's just once a week or once every 2 weeks. If you can go and build strategies on ways to go and keep yourself motivated and keep yourself going, when that motivation dies, you can go and you can find more motivation doing other things, or you go and you realize that you can keep going without the motivation. There's going to be days that just suck. There's going to be days that, like, no matter what you do, it's not going to go and get better. But those are the days that are by far the hardest. But if you can go and overcome that, you go and you get a little badge of honor. You get to go and be like, you know what? That was by far the hardest day that I've went and I've had to deal with, but I did it. And when it happens again, I'm going to be able to do it again. So I get it. And I know this is going to be hard. And the bigger the dream and goal that you have, the harder this is going to be. But on the flip side, if it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be worth doing. There's a reason why only a few percentage of people have hit the dreams and goals that you want to go and you want to hit. There's a reason why they go and they call it the top 1% of the world. There's something that I go and always tell my daughter, and she's two, and she'll say something like, "This is hard," or "Daddy, this is tough." And I'll say, "Well, tough people do tough things." And then I'll say, "Are you tough?" And she'll say, "Yes, I'm tough." And it's like, okay, let's go do that tough thing. And for the two-year-old, it might be just making supper or mixing pancakes or something like that. But it goes and it gives her that little win and realize, I can go and I can do tough things. And this is what's going to go and it's going to do for you. When you have that hard day, that the last thing you want to do is keep doing what you're doing. You want to quit doing that business, or you want to quit on your diet, or you don't want to go work out, and you go and you do it, you go and you realize, I can do tough things on my worst day. I can do things that can go and push towards my future, even though that's the last thing I want to do. And I'm proud of myself for doing it. I know you listening to this right now can go and hit any dream and goal that you want to hit. As long as you want to bad enough, I know that you can go and you can hit it. And I will be your biggest fan and I will be your biggest supporter when you go and you hit those goals and you realize that you're able to go and do tough things too. And you're able to go and live a life that you'd never thought was possible, but you worked your ass off and you deserve every piece of enjoyment of it. Go and crush those dreams and goals, and I'm so excited to go and see where your life goes and how much it transforms. If you went and you seen value in this, please leave a rating and review, and I'm going to leave all of my social links in the show notes. Come and say hi, come and let me know what's going on, and if you think someone else would value from listening to this, definitely send it off to them. I'm excited to go and hear more about you guys. I'm excited to go and hear your stories. So yes, definitely come and say hi. For now, get a little bit better every day. And we'll talk to you next time.